A federal district court judge in Missoula has ruled the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must reconsider whether to list Montana's Arctic grayling population under the Endangered Species Act. Fish and Wildlife says the listing isn't warranted. The court's action was in response to a lawsuit brought by a coalition of advocacy groups. There are six grayling fish species in the Northern Hemisphere, but the colorful Arctic grayling is the only one found in North America, and it's already extinct in Michigan. Patrick Kelly with Western Watershed, part of the coalition that sued, says the grayling faces an uphill environmental battle.
The elephant in the room here with a fish that is very dependent on cold water is climate change and heat waves and drought and everything associated with this human-caused phenomenon.
The court order says Fish and Wildlife has a year to make a new determination on the Arctic grayling. The battle over the fish began in 1991, but the Fish and Wildlife Service says, based on its best science, adding the grayling to the endangered species list isn't warranted. Kelly says the grayling have continued to face population decline and habitat degradation as the climate changes. He notes the West has faced some of the hottest weather on record, and there have been huge stream closures on key rivers where grayling live.
They're struggling, and they have been for a long time. And that's why this is such an important decision, because it's yet another chance, hopefully, for the agency to do the right thing and list this fish so it can be protected and recovered under the Endangered Species Act.
Protection would require a federal recovery plan to address chronic low water flows in Montana's iconic Big Hole River, among other steps. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.